Country Bob FM. And that is your sponsor for today's Bob Almanac. It is Schmidt Decorative Concrete. Visit them ASAP. And they do snow removal as well. I think that might be a commercial there that doesn't mention that. But they do snow removal, so keep that in mind. I don't know how much we're going to have enough snow for a lot of snow removal, maybe some plowing and blowing and shoveling with that stuff that Kara Foster says is coming in. We'll have a better handle on that coming up tomorrow, of course. No Neil today, but we have virtual Neil.
Let's do it.
And we are doing it here, the Bob Almanac, Monday, November 24th. Here today, this date, 1859, the controversial on the origin of species, Charles Darwin, Darwinism, and his theory of evolution, survival of the fittest, 1859. In the olden days, if you taught that in school, obviously, you know, they got your monkey trial and the marsupial trial. There was a panda trial. There were all kinds of trials. And it was all based on the Charles Darwin. 1859, pre-Civil War, he came out with that. Ahead of its time, of course. 1963, this was in the news, and this is as it happened.
There is a person. There is Lee. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot. There's a man with a gun. Absolute panic.
Yeah, there was panic going on. Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, that reporter got it right. He's been shot. There's another one next to him from the Mutual Broadcasting System who just thought he got kicked in the groin. Lee Harvey Oswald. Oswald's been kicked in the groin. Spinky's down. He's in pain. But I don't know, for whatever reason, that tape and video did not survive. But the one there from that network, reporter on the scene, got it right. Lee Harvey Oswald was shot and killed. Nightclub owner Jack Ruby in Dallas. All kinds of theories abounded then after that, of course. And it was all on national TV. Oswald was being transferred from one Dallas jail to another. It's basically what was going on. Maybe a higher security jail for the man who at the time was the accused assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. And people still think there was more than one shooter. And Lee Harvey Oswald, or that he acted alone, still kind of up there. I'm saying that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Was there a conspiracy? I don't know. I'm not going down that road. But certainly the fact that Lee Harvey Oswald was killed 2 days after the assassination by somebody who had some connections, I mean, it certainly leads itself to asking some questions. Right, Neil?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Probably watching Gunsmoke in 63 on this date when that was taking place. 1971 in the news.
Snow covers the mountains in Northern California and Nevada, a hostile terrain for any parachute drop, especially at night. Police believe he left the 727 in the flatlands of Oregon or Washington, but they are still looking in four states, even around the airport. Authorities began their search here, thinking the hijacker may have jumped off at the end of the runway as the plane touched down. But the problem is more complex. A daring parachute escape from a flying 727 somewhere between Reno and Seattle, Washington. Bill Curtis, CBS News.
Bill Curtis was an outstanding reporter. And, of course, then he went on to do a lot of other things as well, other television shows, History Channel, and Anchorman, the Legend of Ron Burgundy, but this was the date that Dan Cooper parachuted from, and the local angle of this was it was from a Northwest Airlines 727 over Washington State. He had $200,000 in ransom. D.B. Cooper has not been heard from since, even despite the fact that Leonard Nimoy went in search of D.B. Cooper and couldn't find anything. He couldn't. He did the Vulcan mind meld with at least seven people, and even they didn't know. So that was the state, 1971. The one time they claimed they found some of the money in a backpack. Can't remember if that was substantiated or not or confirmed. But they probably think he just hung from a tree that they couldn't find and just decomposed right there, just kind of hanging. Maybe became bear food. Who knows? 1971. Somebody's spending that money somewhere. Maybe it's a grizzly. Let's move on to, oh, by the way, the whole mention of Northwest Airlines, 1971, and that Northwest is no longer with us. I was kind of thinking about this.
Northwest Orient Airlines.
Remember hearing that during Twins radio broadcasts, the old Northwest Orient jingle with the gong. Little blast from the past. Let's move on to birthdays now today. So no Neil, but Neil's staff is here in the Gone But Not Forgottens, of course, provided by Neil's staff. And I think it's a good opportunity. I stumbled upon this and haven't used it in a while. It's always good to send this reminder over to Neil's staff when it comes to birthday lists.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the Bob Almanac that Jim's staff provides, and then questions the manner in which Jim's staff provides said Bob Almanac. I'd rather that you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you arrive at 5:15 a.m. and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a darn what you think about Jim Staff's birthday list.
So that message over to Neil's staff here today with no Neil and just his staff, because he does protect his staff. I think today was a good day to pass that message along. Birthdays today, let's go to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. A speedy delivery to you, speedy delivery.
Yes, Mr. McFeely is still with us, and happy birthday today. He is 87 for the actor David Newell. He was Mr. McFeely of Speedy Delivery on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and he'd get it on time, and he didn't even have the die-cad machine back then. You had to all do it just on a clipboard with Mr. McFeely. And the funny thing is, one of my claims to fame, maybe my only one, is that I once slept in a motel room in Pine City that also had at one time housed Mr. McFeely. I don't know, he was on 35 heading to Duluth, or he had something going on. He had relatives or something, maybe in Minnesota, and he stayed. I think it was the Schwarzwald. There were two hotels there in old Highway 61 in Pine City, south of the, near the Dairy Queen there. And I stayed there one time because I was moving from the farm to an apartment, and the apartment wasn't ready yet, so I stayed there a night or two. And when I was working in Pine City. But how about that? Mr. McFeely today. Happy birthday. Pete Best, original drummer. They got rid of him. They brought in Ringo, and he kind of dabbled in music for a little bit, didn't have a whole lot of success, then actually became a civil servant. Did he become a mailman? He did some kind of civil service for 20 years, and then he went back into music, and he's got a band called the Pete Best Band. Pete Best, 84 today. More music. We didn't have any Pete Best music, but what about Lee Michaels, Neil?
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean?
Ah is right. This is called AM Gold.
Do you know what I mean?
On the old AM transistor radio of the 1970s, you had to have this song. One hit wonder. Lee Michaels. Do you know what I mean?
Asking to stay, do you know what I mean? Lord, do you
and
know?
He is 80 today.
You've got to teach this sucker a lesson.
Now, B.A., let's be rational. We must behave like grown men, like civilized adults. The man said, give the man a break, so give me a break.
How about I give you a ride? You want to be like the fish so much, why don't you join him?
Murdoch, the actor Dwight Schultz, he and B.A. Baracus, a.k.a. Mr. T, had a few run-ins there on the old A-team. Dwight Schultz spent some time also on Star Trek, The Next Generation. Dwight Schultz, that won't be the last time we'll mention that show. Dwight Schultz is 78.
Dad, was I that weird when I was a kid?
Yeah, I think so, too. I remember one time you wanted me to beat up Norman's father. I very cleverly took care of it over the phone. A father has to protect himself at all times.
Yes, one of the Douglas boys, one of my three sons, Stanley Livingston, who was Chip on My Three Sons, is 75 today. I know the funny thing there is that Stanley, the actors that played Chip and Ernie were actually related in real life. Barry Livingston was Stanley Livingston's younger brother. Barry Livingston played Ernie. Now, the other funny thing is, on the show, they weren't actually related, blood related. Remember, Ernie was adopted on My Three Sons. Just more tidbits here for you on the Bob Almanac. So, Chip Douglas, Chip of Rob, Chip, and Ernie fame. Don't forget about Mike. He was the oldest brother that just all of a sudden disappeared when they went from black and white to color. I think what he said, the actor that played Mike Douglas said, I look good in black and white, but color is going to expose a lot of irregularities on my skin, my face. I can't do it. I got to leave. So then they brought in Ernie. Stanley Livingston is 75 here today. Terry Lewis, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. How good are they working with all the great artists? And most notably, Janet Jackson, obviously based in the Twin Cities. Big Timberwolves fans, too. Terry Lewis is 69. Mentioned Star Trek.
This will be my first time on board.
Well, then, if I may be so bold, sir, you're in for a treat. The Enterprise is quite a ship.
I'm sure she is.
Yes, it sure is. I think you could get up to... Could you get up to Warp 10 on that one? I can't remember, but that's Denise Crosby. She was Lieutenant Tasha Yar on Star Trek The Next Generation. She is 68 today. And as much as I like Star Trek The Next Generation, Captain Picard, or any of the Star Treks, some of the times the TV shows were a little absurd. She died, I think, in season one from a blob of tar. Blob of tar came out of a tar pit and killed Lieutenant Tasha Yar. And it was sad. Denise Crosby, 68 today.
Which one is from NBC?
Oh, that's for canceling My Name is Earl!
That was 8 number presidents ago! I loved it!
He was Bert from Raising Hope. And the funny thing is, the producer who produced Raising Hope was the same producer that produced My Name is Earl. So they made fun of that, or a commentary about NBC canceling it on the show, Raising Hope. Garrett Dillahunt, the actor, 61. What time is it, Neil?
TV theme time.
How about Grey's Anatomy?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Right. So, Katherine Heigl, who was on Grey's Anatomy, also in the movies Knocked Up, 27 Dresses, Life as We Know It. I've always liked her work, Katherine Heigl. 47 today. Neil will be disappointed to know that Grey's Anatomy has been on TV longer than his beloved Gunsmoke. Neil?
Huh?
Yeah, it has. 22 seasons and counting. I don't think there's any... I don't know if there are any plans to end the thing. Katherine Heigl is 47, and one more here.
Nikki, stop. There are 5 things wrong with Nikki's outfit. What are they?
She's standing right there. I'm just better than she is. The tank gives you a uniboob. The watch is too big. The harem pants, the wedge boots, and come on, that belt. The 90s have been out for 3 years. And that's 5.
Haley from Modern Family. She knew her fashion. She wasn't very good in school, but she knew fashion, as she proved right there, trying to get a new job with some kind of a fashion company. Sarah Hyland, Haley on Modern Family today, is 35. The Gods But Not Forgottens, as provided by Neil Staff. Former president of the day, Zachary Taylor. Zach, they call them. What number president was Zachary Taylor? He was the 12th president. Born in the state, 1784. How about a little tunage here? A little older than Lee Michaels, and do you know what I mean? This little ragtime. And as I'm walking about Bob Country, and if there's any comment that I get more than any other, it's that the Bob Almanac needs more ragtime music. Whether it's the pineapple rag or any of the other rags. Dirty Old Rag, that's a good one. Scott Joplin, who gave us The Entertainer, and then Marvin Hamlisch made it into a huge, huge hit, of course, in The Sting. Scott Joplin, 1868, and we just lost this man.
With the 11th pick in the draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Dante Culpepper, quarterback, University of Central Florida.
Not Dante Culpepper, no. I'd love Dante Culpepper right now, believe it or not, for the Vikings. No, I shouldn't say believe it or not. He was a very good quarterback. He would do very well right now, I think. His ability to scramble and run over guys. And wasn't a bad passer either. But anyway, Paul Tagliabue was the commissioner of the NFL from 89 to 2006. We just lost him recently. Paul Tagliabue, born this date 1940. And now, Neil, they're what? They're all gone,
but not forgotten.
And your staff didn't miss any today. Good job. They must have... We had the little credo from Jack Nicholson. And apparently they took it to heart. All right, we're going to start the Bob-a-thon today. I had three choices. Shadazy, Little Goodbyes, Talking to the Moon, Gatlin's, or Martina McBride. And this one's for the girls. And I'm going with the Gatlin's.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX.